So Beis Hashem, we have to finish this sugya that we've been doing in bite-sized shiurim. And that, as we saw, just to sum it up, we mentioned that aside for the isra of Amir al-Akum, you can't tell a guy directly to do malacha for you on Shabbos. Even if the guy does malacha for the Jew by himself, on his own initiative, he does malacha. If it's for the Jew, it's us to be nehenet, it's us to benefit from that malacha. That we saw also. So two different reasons. Rashi says just, it's a gzeira, the Chacham said he can't be nehenet from the malacha. So Tosis and the Rajba said that the reason is because if you could benefit from what he had done for you, then you may go tell him the next time. And we also as well, that the Jew has to be meicha. The Jew has to stop the guy from doing the malacha. When he sees a guy doing malacha for himself, for the Jew, then the Jew has to stop him. And that we saw several places in the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Mishaburu calls also in many different simanim that there's a chi of macha. The Jew has to protest and say to the guy, no, you cannot do this. If there was a case where the Jew should have protested and he didn't, then there's even a knas. We put a penalty on the Jew, and that you can't even benefit from that malacha. A person may even have to leave his house, leave the room where the malacha was done. The guy is going to put on the light, and the Jew did not stop him. Then he would have to leave that room. If he tried to stop him, we didn't know about it, and the guy put it on, then lav kol kamina, because the Jew is not mechuyev to leave the room in that case. So the shaila we left off with is, what about things that do not have any halachic benefit to them? In that case, we know that if the guy would do it, there would be no iser to be nana from it, because for some reason not called hana. An example that that Tosfos gives, based on the Mishnah, Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, is if a guy comes to put out a fire in one's house, or even if he puts out the fire, the whole house would have been consumed by fire, would have gone up in ashes and smoke. And the guy puts it out, the person, the Jew is allowed to benefit from that malacha that's done. It's malacha, it's kibbuy, it's extinguishing a fire in Shabbos, it's malacha, but the Jew is allowed to benefit from that. And the question we left with is, the Jew obligated to be meicha before? And does the Jew have to put up a protest and say that you cannot do this? That was the shiloh. Where is it nageya? Most applicable, it is the Jew wants an extra light in the room. Now we see clearly, if the guy would put an extra light on, that's not considered hanah. We know there's a case of back in the times of the Shulchan Aruch and the Peskim, the Achreinim, they would light a, like we do on Hanukkah, they would light a wick that's in oil. That was the source of light for them. And if it got the top of the wick became too many ashes on top, you'd have to like flick it off a little bit. Although every time I tried that with my menorah, it always put it out. Okay, I guess they were more skilled than that because they were used to it. You have to flick off the ashes. And if you flick off the ashes, then the flame gets bigger and brighter. And indeed, that's also a case which we see he's just adding light. And when it's an only additional light, that's not considered hanah. So we had a chakira last week. I'll tell you, it's the Shiloh just came up this past Shabbos. We had a chakira, we had a debate on how to understand what Tosfos says, why taking away a fire from a house is not considered hanah. We said from the Arachama, and we said that the Bir Halacha seems to go with this approach, that if the Jew is not being involved, is not actually using something that the guy did the malacha with, that's not considered hanah. So for example, if he takes away the fire, right? I'm not using the fire. On Shabbos. Yeah, I'm not using the lack of fire. It's just the fact that the fire is away, therefore I'm able to use my house, use my bed, use my table.
It's like direct benefit versus indirect benefit.
Is there something tangible that I'm using over there? If I'm not, if there's nothing there to be used, that wouldn't be considered.
Whatever safe, otherwise it would have been consumed, that's not considered tangible enough in this case.
You can argue against it. It's just that it's trying to give a spark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Did we see that be halacha inside?
No.
Reish Ayin Vav.
What's the standard?
So Reish Aibov Sefal of the Bialocha Dimra Masu Bikablonus. Be kablonus. Let's see this bialoch here. Ratzalema after kablonus kosu b'simreishu nebeis of beis. Even though the mechaber wrote in simreishu nebeis the mutter, it's mutter to hire a guy with a kablonus. Hachalinin hadlaka aser. Here, if the guy is going to light a fire, he's going to light a candle for the Jew, even if he will be hired by stipulation, I'm paying him a certain amount of money to always be lighting candles when necessary, it's going to be also, why mishum nehene? Because here there's the hanah, there's benefit, there's direct benefit from the light that he puts on. If he's doing it in the Jew's house, even if it was made up and stipulated that he's being paid by the job, it will still be also mavur sham, b'simreishin nebeis v'ram Kamash Malan here, the Ramah here is being making a chiddush. That after by Yisrael b'maloyin eitzel la'akum, even if the Jew is not in his own house, he's by in some hotel by staying by a non-Jew. Still, it's going to be usher since this is direct benefit for the Jew. He wants to try to find some way of explaining the practice that people do, that they make up with the guy ahead of time and they pay the guy a certain amount of money to always be on hand to put on the candles. And how could that be if the Jew is getting a direct benefit? Says the Bialacha, you can't say that this is mutter. If it's in a Jew's house, it will always be aser. That he says from the Rosh is no raya. The Harosh loikomarak dimoeni Yehudi heechel me'asmi l'beimis Yisrael ain tzarach Yisrael limchis v'yodei. The Rosh is talking about a case which is brought in the Gemara Kufchav Beis Amar Aleph. If the guy, let's say, cuts down some food, cuts off from food for his own animal, and then he takes from that food and also gives to the Jew's animal, the Jew doesn't have to stop him. If he's feeding my animal too on Shabbos from what he cut down, the Jew doesn't have to put up a protest. Why? Umishum the Eina Yisrael oise shum pu'ula bazeh. So I think that line really underscores the way he's understanding when I have to be meicha, when I don't have to be meicha.
What does that line mean?
Tosfos says that I don't have to protest when I don't have any benefit. Here, this line says that when I'm not doing anything with it, I'm not involved over here. Why? The guy on his own is feeding my animal. I'm not involved. I have no involvement. I have no pool. I'm not doing anything with it. I don't have to protest. But I can benefit from what he did for me. And his intent was to do this malacha.
So he's not doing pool in the hanah. The behemoth is the one being there, not Yisrael.
Correct. And who's doing the feeding? The guy's doing the feeding.
Right, right. Yeah. But it seems to me he's focusing more on the hanah aspect.
What's hanah? No
benefit. The nafkamina would be I couldn't eat from this food.
Or you couldn't feed the animal.
Or I could feed the animal.
Right.
Either one.
So that's the difference he's making. Am I involved in the malacha that the guy did? But it would seem that if he put on an air, he lit the candle, like it's clear over here, and I go use the candle, I'm actually taking a sefer and learning by the candle, that would be usher. Based on that, Lecher would have to say that if he puts on an additional light, so I am involved in it, then it should be usher, and I should have to make a macho, I should have to protest. Which indeed we'll see, the Balacha seems to say that you do have to be meicha, you have to protest.
And then where if it's in, but this is last year, the one point we brought up earlier about how to reconcile Lecha with Remez for going to
right. Korvodim. Correct, so correct, yeah.
Get to that, that's...
Yeah, very relevant, yeah. Yeah. So there's a Shiloh was on Shabbos, someone noticed that they put their chullin in the crock pot and they put it on high. And they keep it on high until Shabbos morning, the chullin will be burnt. So they want to know, could they lower it? Could they have a guy lower it? Could you at least be miramis to a guy to lower it. What would we say?
So it's probably how you understand the.
Right, the luchay will be based if you learn like Taisus that I am involved in what the hana that he did to me. So seemingly I will be involved over here because you're using the pot and eating cholent. It should be usher. The other way of understanding Taisus is that anything that halachic hana is only when something positive is done, removing something, taking away an obstacle, taking away an impediment, taking away something that could happen in sort of some destruction that could happen. In this case, the cholent will be burnt or the house will be burned down. In that case, just removing removing what can happen, taking away, like we use the example Maria Chari Minasada, taking away something dangerous is not considered hana.
All the cases where Jews went out of trouble, let me come in. The fact that Jews, so I can have my electricity, my heat.
Right. So that's positive, I know.
So that was saying so you can't.
That's right. That's positive, I know. That would be also. And that would be also. You would have to make a machal. You would have to stop him. He's going to do it even on his own.
And the shoulder heat goes out in the winter. He wants to make it.
So okay, so that's a whole other shiloh. He's talking about a rabbim. He's talking about dvar mitzvah. Yeah. Hakochel meitzol. You know, when it's in the winter, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a different shiloh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult because each one has to be addressed by itself. Here we're talking about a case where I want to add light to the room that I'm in. Right? It's fine, everybody's comfortable, but I want to be able to see better. I want to add light. Right? Or I want him to turn off the light so I should be able to go to sleep in this room that the light is on. So there's a Magen Avraham.
In fact, it's more to share the circle of Gufa, it makes no difference. People who write more to share the circle
of Gufa. Right.
Who's the Shulz?
No, that he writes in Shimon Beis, that difference, right. That's still considered a deraisa for as far as Amir Lachim is concerned. So the Magen Avraham, in a few places in Reish Ayin Vav, brings a Hagos Mordechai, which is in the name of Rabbeinu Simcha. Here the Ramah writes, and the second Ramah in Reish Ayin Vav, the third Ramah, Miu. Nago, Miu Maso Ako Mevesa Yisrael Midaitoi Eina Yisrael Tzorach Lotzeis Avishenena Maaner Oimen Amadura. A guy walks into the room that I'm sitting in, and he turns the light on. He turns the light on, and now the light being there, I was reading from the moonlight, and now he turns on the light. I'm not mukhiv to leave the room. Or now that I could benefit because there's heat in the room, I don't have to leave the room, says the Rambam. The Magen Avraham says, "V'zed dafka b'pam rishon." The first time he does that, "Avo mukhiv limchais biyadim ikan labo kivin shayishim israel." However, I'm going to have to be meicha from here on in. I'm going to have to be meicha when the guy does it. He says the same thing in Sif Dalid when the Rambam writes, "Umbutu limchais ba'akum shabala." A guy wants to light an additional candle. A guy wants to add shemen to my nair. Right? The Rambam says that I could stop him. Says the Magen Avraham, "Davke kishaner shel akum." Then you're allowed to protest. Very clear, the Magen Avraham holds that when a guy is going to do malacha for a Jew, certainly if it's the property of a Jew, it's the light of the Jew, if it's the nair of the Jew, you have to be meicha. So it would seem, I was reading the Magen Avraham here. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. If you want to see it in the Mishnah Berurah, look at Sifkotan Lamed Zayin. Sifkotan Lamed Zayin over there in that Ramon Sif Dalid. So it says Lahadlik. Lahad l'kinar l'hoisav shemen says the mishmur sifkal lamazayin davki kishaner shal ni yehudi avak shaner shal yisrael tzorech limchais boy, you have to be meicha kisharoy yeshroy zalad l'kinar l'hoisav shemen b'shvilo yuchanabu sifkal ni yiralav. Mishmur passes like this Magen Avraham that when a guy comes to do malacha for me, even if I didn't tell him to do it, even if he's only adding a nair, he's only adding oil to my nair, I have to be meicha. That's what it means. I have to stop him. Yeah. I have to stop him. Which means there will be really no way to get him to put it on. There will be no way to hint to him that, you know, I could use an extra light over here, because even if once he starts doing it on his own, I would have to stop him. That's what it seems like. This Magen Avraham, which is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, the Chayyadim argues with him. The Chayyadim clearly argues in Simon in Klal Samach Beis. Klal Samach Beis, Siv Beis, Siv Gimel, the Chayyadim clearly argues with the Magen Avraham. And in the Jinsh Mesh, he brings the whole Magen Avraham and wants to make a chilik. But he clearly says that you're allowed to tell a guy. I'll read you some of the Lashon here. He says, after Shabbos, I could say, you know, when this other light went out, why didn't you put on the additional light? You know, we were sitting in a half lit room. Why didn't you put on the extra light? Why didn't you add shemen? Clearly, the Chayyadim holds that you're allowed to have a guy if you're meramis, if you do it in by way of remes, by way of hinting, you don't tell them directly, you're allowed to have them do that. There's an interesting... So in that case, it's after Shabbos that you can say, why didn't you do it?
No. So that's a deal, because you don't have to brush
the Shabbos. But it's clear that next Shabbos...
Right, but the deal also is you couldn't say to him on Shabbos, hey, why didn't you put more in? B'shach Maisi, you couldn't say that. Why did you say after Shabbos?
Even by the Shabbos, you can't say that.
No, but here the point is that he raises Achar Shabbos.
He says, "V'davke b'davish ain gufa Yisrael nana mimenu." He's talking about being meramis to a guy. That's something you don't benefit from. K'may psicha segeris. You see, he also understands that the lack of ano is not that I'm using it; it's something tangible.
Right.
But it's not something that he created.
Right.
There's no creation over here. What do? He took away the envelope from the letter. Right. I can now read the letter. That's not ano. Why didn't you put out the fire? So he's saying, why didn't he say even this Shabbos? Be meramis them to put out the fire. Right. So some Rishonim learn over there that's dafke by delay. Dafke, the house is going to burn down. Yeah, Shaila's, why can't he be meramis? I'm not telling him whoever kolam akaba in him absid. Why can't he be meramis? B'derech sibur. Say, oh, you know, right, or say, you know, it's so light in my room, like the way the remez is, you know, you hint to a guy, it's very light in the room and I can't sleep and I'm not allowed to turn the light off on Shabbos. And then he does it. I don't have to be meicha, says the Chayyadim. Right. You can't say, why did you put on the ner? So that you can't do, because you'd be also the benefit.
But in Sif Beis, he said, no, you're in Sif Beis Gimel.
Gimel.
What you read before, it's you can tell me afterwards, right?
No, Aval Mutta Laimalai, Laimalai Yehibisa, Laimalai Yisafta, you know what you should do with the B'Shabbos Abba. Yeah.
But not B'Shas Maisa.
So why not B'Shas Maisa? Really should be about the B'Shas Maisa too.
Is that Davar Davar now? Is that the point?
The Ramah says it's still a Mutta Limpus, right?
You want to say maybe because that's a more direct lotion. Lamalei Herbisa, Herbisa Neiris, you wouldn't say on Shabbos. But still, you should be at least Remez B'derek Sibur should be Mutter. So that he says really before. Mutter Lamalei Shaloi B'loshin Sivoi, Kigain Shemar Habayis Choshah. So I think the Ochiluk is right. It's Siv Beis, we were just reading Siv Gimel. Siv Beis says the house is dark. You can say any yochel likreis, and then he does it.
Right.
So that will be even on Shabbos.
That's even with in, juice, even with no penalty.
Right, right. So that's clear. But now we see from the Peskim, from the Heintige Peskim, that the Chayodim certainly is one that is matter to do such a thing. He permits to be meramis to a guy, to hint to a guy on Shabbos if there's no benefit. What's not considered a benefit? To turn off the light, take away the light, or to add light. Right? To add light is no benefit.
Now this, any offer is the case where
that's just mimaisim. Now this seems to be in contradiction or a component of the Mishabur does not seem to go with this psak of the Chayodom, which we just read in Sukkot Lamed Zayin. To add neiros or to add shemen, you'll be obligated to be meicha. You would have to stop, right? That's what it seems like. So you have the Chayodom number one who says it's mutter. You also have an interesting Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shulchan Aruch Harav in Simon Shin Hei. He's talking about milking a cow, milking an animal on Shabbos. So he says if the animal is bitzar, the animal is in pain from the excess milk that it has in its udders, so you're allowed to tell a guy to milk the cow. As in Simon Shin Hei Sif Chavtes. You're allowed to tell a guy directly to milk the animal because it's in pain from the excess milk. The guy has to take the milk for himself, or he has to buy it from the yid Yaakov Yigna Kol Menachri B'Davramu Kadeshla Yenire Kichayla L'Tzerach Yisrael El L'Tzerach Atzmai. It shouldn't appear as if he's doing it for the Jew, as if he's milking the cow for the Jew. Says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Bamed V'Amurim Kishaomer L'Anochri Lachloiv. That's if I tell the guy directly, you should do the chaliva. You have to milk my animal because it's in pain. We're allowed to do that because it's Tzar Bali Chayim. However, then the guy has to take the milk for himself. But if he on his own sees that the animal needs to be milked, then I can take the cholov, it's my animal, and I can even benefit from the milk. So here in the Kuntres Achrein, he brings this Magen Avraham b'shapasik Rabbeinu Simcha that it's Osir, and he says first of all there's many Rishonim which argue in the Rabbeinu Simcha that you don't have to be Meicha, and his conclusion is also that you don't have to be Meicha when there's no Hana to the Jew, and he writes in other places also. The Shulchan Aruch Rav is clear also goes with the Chayodom that when there's no Hana it's going to be Mutter for the guy to do malacha, and even though the Jew sees it, even though the Yid sees what's going on, he's not mechuyev to benefit from it. He's not mechuyev to mevaicha because there's no hana.
When you stop from walking to Tzar Chaim, you can tell him directly. Because
yeah, that's
awesome, right.
That's the case over there. Yeah, that's why in the Kuntres Achrein says, but when I don't have any benefit from it, or I didn't tell him directly, there's no chiyuv machor. Yeah, so that's clear. So that's good. So we have many shi machlokes between the Magen Avraham versus the Chayodom and the Shulchan Aruch Harav. We'll add also the Tiferes Yisrael and the Kilkelos Hashabbos also paskas like this, that you're not mechuyev to be meicha when you were dealing with a case where there's no hanah. Okay? So then we come to a very interesting, what seems like a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. If you look at Shimon Shin Zayin,
this you mentioned, right? That he doesn't totally argue.
Shimon Shin Zayin. And Siv Beis. Siv Beis. Also, Lisker Paelim and Leilim and then Yehudi Lisker Le Paelim. You're allowed to hire non-Jewish workers or tell a guy to hire non-Jewish workers. I'll be shnei zol tzar leitz malach alak Shabbos. Shkol mishuas lasses b'Shabbos. Anything you can't do on Shabbos, you can't tell a non-Jew to do on Shabbos. Vafil akaidim leim lekaid mechashegos las b'Shabbos. At the end, the Mechaber says, "I'm a mutter laim leim leil akher Shabbos. If the Shabbos, you're allowed to tell the guy lo maloya sisa dover plainy b'Shabbos shavah. On Sunday morning, you can tell him, why didn't you do this thing for me on Shabbos? Like we mentioned from the case of the Chayodim. even though he understands, he infers from what I'm telling him now, I'm allowed to tell him, why didn't you do this and this, this past Shabbos for me, and next Shabbos he'll do it on his own. Now, what's the case talking about? If I tell him, hey, you know, the light was off in the dining room, we were trying to eat, why didn't you put on the light? Is that the case? How could that be the case? Even if he puts on the light on his own, I can't benefit from it. Even if he puts on the light on his own, I have to be meicha. So what's the case talking about? Right? What's the case that's talking about where after Shabbos I could tell him, hey, Joe, why didn't you do this and this? And next Shabbos he'll know on his own to do it. What's the case talking about? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yud Aleph, you'll understand. Says the Mishmo, you know what it's talking about? It's talking about he'll put on the light, and indeed I won't have to benefit from it because I can't. After Shabbos, I'll benefit from it. I already have a light that's lit. All he's doing is adding another light. And the Bi'ar Halacha, he says very clearly also, in the brackets of the Bi'ar Halacha, clearly Mishnah Berurah says here that, and something that I don't have benefit from it, for example, an additional light, for example, to take away light, I'm allowed a benefit, and I don't have to be meicha, I don't have to stop the guy from doing it. So we have a steer in the Mishnah Berurah from Reishai and Vav, which we saw that he says, if he's adding a light, I have to be meicha. And here, where he says that if I'm adding a light, I don't have to be meicha. You could add also the end of Shin Zayin, where he takes for that famous case, where he talks about where I could be meramez, I could hint to a guy to take off the charcoal from the top of the nair. This is in Sivkotan Ayin Vav. Sivkotan Ayin Vav, a very important Mishnah Berurah. In Shin Zayin, Sivkotan Ayin Vav. The Rambam writes, Kol Dover Shasa Loimel Eni Yehudi La Seizu B'Shabbos. Anything that I cannot tell a non-Jew to do on Shabbos, Osir Lermoz Loi La Seizu. Everybody with a little knowledge of Hilchos Shabbos, oh yeah, you can't tell a guy, you're allowed to hint. The Rambam says, anything you can't tell him, you can't hint to him. Avo Mutter Lermoz La Seizu Malacha Acher Shabbos. That you're allowed to do. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ayin Vav, the Gam Zehu Beklal Amir Len Yehudi. Since by hinting to him, you're not allowed to tell him on Shabbos, you can't tell him something that he'll understand on his own to do malacha. Therefore, you can't tell the guy, listen, could you please wipe your nose? I didn't tell him to do any malacha, right? I did. Could you scratch your head? Right? Or I scratch my head and he understands what that means. In order that he should know, he's supposed to remove the extra charcoal from the nair and therefore will start burning better. Ach, however, without any direct telling him, meaning if I tell him, could you please scratch your head, could you please wipe your nose, and he understands what to do, that's awesome. But to do it, you know, the light is not burning well over here. You know, I can't read well by this candle. Sheyesh by pechem, because it has a charcoal on top. Vishameya in a Yehudi umesaknoi. That's shari. That's mutter. Why? The ain ze bechlal amira and the ain lesser mitam shenanim imelachah shasa. Hey, he would be shvil. The ain ze anokol kach. That's not really a benefit. The gami kaidem ayochel apiat chak likros loiroi. So again, here's a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. Right, this seems like a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. Here he says, I'm allowed to hint to the guy to remove the extra pechum. And before he says, even to, if he adds a light, which is not really anah, he adds shemen, it's going to be usher because he's doing malacha.
So then how is it permissible for you to ask a guy to flick off
Right, right. How, why is that mutter? To, you can't tell him directly to flick it off, but you can tell him with by hinting, without any by indirect hinting, by saying, you know, I really can't read well when there's the charcoal on it, and then he'll understand and flick it off. So someone answered based on a Rabbi Kivager who asked a similar kasha, that the whole heter here is talking about when he's not really doing malacha. For example, to flick off the extra charcoal on the candle, on the wick, that's not really malacha, and in that case, that's the only time the Mishmura said it's mutter. However, if the guy is going to actually put on a light, the case we gave was sitting in the dining room and there are six lights and three of them go out from one switch, to hint to him and say, you know, it seems like very dark in here, and he's going to put on the extra three lights, that would be usur, because that's actual malacha. As opposed to if there's a candle burning and it's not so bright because there's too much charcoal, to flick that off is not actual malacha, it's not real malacha, and that will be the heter. That's how someone understand the chilek. Okay, and again, Rabbi Kivager, the Levush Yisrael, they go with such a chilek in dealing with a different case, and maybe that will be the difference. But it doesn't really answer. So we'll answer the stira at least from Reish Ayin Vav to the end of Shin Zayin, with flicking off the Nair. It will not answer the beginning of Shin Zayin, where there you're talking about adding an extra Nair. We still wouldn't deal with that stira. Ah, very good. Very good, dear. Right? He's saying the ikur because there's no anah, therefore you're allowed to be benefit, and therefore you don't have to be meicha. And but so by extra nair also. Right? Good. Okay. So there's a very interesting letter. There's a set of Svarim, actually, Ma'ur HaShabbos. They have so far four volumes. They very choshev. He's a Rashiv in Ger, Rav Moshe Yadler. He's an Einikol of Ben Tzion Yadler, the Teferes Tzion, who was a big, put out a whole pirish on the Medrash Rabbah. He was a known Yerushalmi Magid, Pesach. So this is a grandson of his. So he had, over the years, he wrote letters to several Gedolim, several Pesachim, many of them to Rav Shlomo Zalman. And in his Svarim that he writes on the Hilchos Shabbos, his own Chidushim, in the back, he inserted the letters. And he did it very smart. He spread them out over the four Chalakim. So, if you want all of the letters, you have to buy all the Svarim. Yeah. Because several of the Svarim came out way after Rav Zalman's Patira. So, it's not like he wrote them later, we hope. So, in this letter, in Chelek Aleph, letter Yud Dalid, he writes almost an unfair question. He writes something that the Shmira Shabbos Kilchasa wrote, not in the name of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, but the Shmira Shabbos Kilchasa writes like this: Mutar l'rames, you're allowed to hint to a non-Jew to add an extra ner. Our case, the case we've been dealing with, the Chayodim's case, you have a few lights on in the room, and you want to hint to the guy to add more light to the room. The Shmir Shabbos Golchus says it's mutter. The hadlok because it's only extra nair is no benefit. So his kash is sarchi in the hadlok of malacha gemuri. Why should that be mutter? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, and this is Rav Shlomo Zalman's letter back to Rabbi Adler. He says, "Adava pasha kedvar the beisa tayra gomer. It's also l'rames lein yehudi. Even a remesh ain't it still tivay." He says it's also the espale ma'od. He says, "I'm bewildered." That he writes in Shmir Shabbos v'chasay that if there's not enough light in the room, and you can read somewhat, but to read easier, you want to have the guy put on extra light, that you're allowed to do that. He says, how could that be mutter? He puts on an additional ner. Why? The hain emes is true. First of all, It's a remish enishal tzivui. So the way I told it to him is indirect tzivui, indirect remish. And beis ena iser hanah kiven shaya der ner dolok mikaidem b'kol makom eich efshel ahatira davaze v'areho akam ha'oisem alacha b'beis Yisrael tzorach limchais b'yaday. You would have to be meicha. So what's the heter? Even if you get around the fact that there's no hana, even if you get around the fact that I'm only telling him in an indirect remez, but as soon as he goes to put on that light, I have to stop him. So what's the heter? Ad kan dvarav, he doesn't understand the psak that the Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa wrote. That's what he writes. So now they came up with a new chelik, Rav Neuvert. He went through the whole Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa. He put out a third chelik, and then he redid the whole Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa into one volume. And he went over all the first time he did it. He went over Rav Shlomo Zalman, all the psukim that Rav Shlomo Zalman said. But now he redid his own sefer once again, and here he quotes this letter against him. And he writes like this, it's in Perek Lamed. Ha'ara Yud Ches. Ha'ara Yud Ches. So he writes over here, V'chein. On top he writes, Kishiyesh or B'cheder. If you have light in the room, but it's not as easy to learn or to see. I can't read. I don't have enough light. It's not light enough over here. That's mutter. That's the psak. So he says here, it's based on the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Zayin, the end of Shin Zayin. V'chein hu bekelkel Shabbos, and he wants to be medayik from the Shoyna Halachish, which is Reb Chaim Knievsky's sefer on the reformat of the Mishnah Berurah. All of the six halakim of Mishnah Berurah he put into three volumes, and he basically wrote the halachis incorporating Shulchan Aruch Ramah Mishnah Berurah Bir Halach. Okay, and over there it's also meduik in reishayin vav sif aleph that there is no chiv macha. Va'ayin reishayin dalad dem yesh der ner dolok ubo anocher vidlok ner acher it's mutl ishtamish lo'oyroi. But the Mishnah Berurah says lechatchila asa loyim elanochri. Okay, Ella, the Matsasi Besefim Ora Shabbos. Bepinine Ma'or Beshem Agam Shom Zaman, Shemespale Ma'oid Lahatir, that he's bewildered why I was Mat Malach and Ogre Bez Israel. But the says Rav Neuver like this: Vehu ena misyaches l'stira shebein reishayin vav mishaburus hakoni alav alamet zayim to simin shin zayim. Lemaisa, he wasn't mitaris the stira. I hear you. You tell me from reishayin vav the mishaburus says you have to be meicher. The problem is we mentioned there's a stira from reishayin from simin shin zayim. How do you answer that stira? He says, "Lotfid v'reinu hakol maturitz." Lotfid v'reinu hakol maturitz. So his teretz is that if you do the tzivui with the remesh shaloi b'derech tzivui, that's when it's always mutter. Doing it a remesh shaloi b'derech tzivui. He doesn't explain, but I saw in Rebbe Weiss to say for Minchas Shabbos. I'm sorry, the Minchas Asher. And the Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss has a gewaldig svara. There's a gewaldig svara for this chiluk. He says, what's the whole problem? We're so involved in these cases, we forgot at the beginning, what's the whole issue of Amir Lakum? When did they ask Amir Lakum? When the guy is my shliach. So he says, when is the guy my shliach? Either when I tell him to do this, or we could even say when he's doing it on his own, but it certainly looks like, since he's going to turn on the light for me, he looks connected to me, there's a yachas, there's a relationship between us, and that's when it's awesome. And that's when I even have to stop him from from doing it because it looks like he's my shliach. He says, however, when I do a remesh aloy b'dirach terach tzivoy, when I'm stam, I'm saying, there's a story, you know, by the way, you know, that's very hard to read in this room, it's very not bright in this room, and then the guy does it, he says, the fact that I have to be meramesh aloy b'dirach tzivoy, the fact that I have to give an indirect hinting, that cuts off the relationship between me and the guy, and in fact he doesn't look like my shliach. Do you go with that?
There's no
Amira. There's no Amira. And the fact that I had to do a remez actually makes it better because it cuts off the shlichus between me and the guy. He's not my shlich, v'araya. I'm just saying it's time in the look. I'm just saying things out and out loud that this person should understand. When I don't say anything, so people look, oh, he's doing my work. When I just stop saying it, someone on his own accord is doing this. It breaks the shlichus. Tanai svara. It doesn't answer fully the Mishnah Berurah in Reisha Ayin Vav Lamed Zayin. We're there when he says, when he's lighting even on his own extra ner. So there the Minchas Sasha has a different teretz, which I think also it's a very nice teretz. That case in the Mishnah Berurah is he wants to add oil to the candle. Now, the truth is, when he adds oil to the candle, let's say my candle would have gone out in an hour. Right? Now, my Sheva Brach is here that I'm sitting with all these people is going to go on for 4 hours. So I would be able to have this candle for an hour. What he adds, Shemen, after the next hour, I can't really benefit from it. So in that case, I have to be Meicha at the outset. As soon as he's about to put in extra Shemen, since there will be a time where I won't be able to benefit from this candle at all. Or, I have, let's say, when they used to light with candles, I have a dozen candles lit. Right, I want it to be brighter, so he's going to add another dozen candles. So for right now, I'll be able to benefit from the extra light. The problem is, after my first dozen candles goes out, I only have the second dozen, I can't benefit at all. In that case, the Mishmur says, you have to be Meicha now already. Why? Because this is actually direct benefit after the first 12 go out. But that doesn't have anything to do with Bizmanenu. Why? Bizmanenu, I have three lights on, I want to have light another three lights. Those three lights I'll always be able to benefit. Why? Because the other three will never go out. So what the guy is going to do for me is actually always just additional light, and is never direct extra benefit.
We're not communicating with each other.
A candle shall shoot us, or the daytime light. Well, I don't have any light, and that going right. If you go with that chiluk, that would be an afkamina also. But al kapanim, if you go with these svaris, and it seems this is the consensus, the Orach Shabbos wants to be arrived from Ramesha. Ramesha's case about an air conditioner. He says you're not allowed to be meramis, put the air conditioner on because that's going to direct hana. But if you see, he doesn't have a problem with macha. But it certainly seems like the minig ha'olam is not like Reb Shlomo Zalman's plea on the Shemir Shabbos of Chosu. Could be he's not saying what the Minig Olam, he's just saying, I don't understand that Pesach, he doesn't bring the Mishnah Berurah. There is a steer in the Mishnah Berurah anyway, from Simon Shin Zayin, Sivkon Yud Aleph. It seems like the Mishnah Berurah is saying himself from Reish Ayin Vav. Al Kolpanim, the Minig Olam certainly seems to be, and these cases usually are Shat Sadchak. What is it when you have some lights went out, you want additional light? Certainly one could be the same on it. If they do the remes properly, the meramis to a guy b'derech tzivoy shaloi b'derech remes shaloi b'derech tzivoy, meaning you say it seems to be a little dark in here, it's not as bright as I would like it, and the guy does it on his own, puts on additional light. Or it seems to be very hot in here, right? There's excessive heat because the stove was on. And the person's not doing it just to save money, he saved it on the gas, but he's doing it because it's excessively hot, and for the guy to turn off the fire on the stove. Or a person can't sleep in his room and he says, you know, the light is on, I can't sleep, and he's going to turn off the light. All these cases where there's actually no direct hana, because these cases are not hana, it's either additional light or taking away light. Here in Lacher we have good smach for the Pesachim, we could rely on the Chayodam, Shulchan Aruch Harav, according to some Mishnah Berurahs over here, and certainly which many Pesachim can go with, you could be meramis to the guy and allow the guy to do it, and we would not have to be Meicha.
I understand. It's more of a general question. We learn cases where the halacha would be fine, by a couple others have the goy can work, we can't do it, marasayan, and all the, because the other, everybody else doesn't know, they don't know the halachas well enough, they don't understand the matzah of the mitzvahs of the Kenyan, and they're going to misinterpret us. Here, where did these apply or not? I could say, not, you didn't see me give me the remez, all you saw is the goy come in and flick on the light and turn the stuff. I mean, how come we don't have the same?
You're like Rav Asher Weiss is killing it, right? You're saying that looks just as much like shlichus, but
No. But from a shlichus, I can understand the lumbas of the shlichus.
No, I understand.
So you're coming onto the lumbas of the shlichus to give.
No, you're saying a kablonis, the whole thing, we set up everything before, and we still have some mishum arasayin. No, I think with Rav Asher Weiss as far as makes it better. Right. What do I have to worry about Marisain? I have to worry those who are going to see what's happening. So here, if they who see what's happening, they see the guy turning off my light, they also see that I had to hint to him in a non-direct way, and that was the head.
No, that's what I was trying to say. You don't like it, but...
Right. But that tells you the difference.
This case, it was the case that people who would see it also heard the remiss.
Right.
Yeah. You know,
yeah, if you want to be Machmir, you could, certainly.